I'd like to start today by turning to Genesis 37. Genesis, the 37th chapter, and beginning in verse 3. Genesis 37, verse 3. It says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him." Here we see an account of that Israel showed partiality to Jacob, one of his sons. And as a result, his brothers hated him for it. Do not show partiality. For the first point, God does not show partiality. God does not show partiality. Turn to 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, and beginning in verse 17. First Peter 1:17. That's Peter 2. Okay. "And if you call on the Father, who, without partiality, judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves throughout your time of your stay here in fear." God doesn't show partiality. Also on this note, in Acts 10, Acts 10, verse 34. Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse 34. It says, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality.'" From these scriptures, we can see that God, it's plainly stated that God does not show partiality. Moving on to the next point, justice and partiality do not go together. We are to be just and fair. Justice and partiality do not go together. Please turn to Proverbs 28. I didn't realize there's quite as many scriptures on this subject as I realized when I started, so. Proverbs 28, and beginning in verse 21. Proverbs 28:21 says, "To show partiality is not good, because for a piece of bread a man will transgress." Also in Deuteronomy 1:16. Deuteronomy chapter 1. And beginning in verse 16, Deuteronomy 1, verse 16, it says, this is Moses writing, "Then I commanded your judges at that time, saying, 'Hear the case between your brethren and judge righteously between them, between a man and his brother or the stranger who is with him. You shall not show partiality in judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You shall not be afraid of any man's presence. For the judgment is God's, and the case that is too hard for you, bring to me and I will hear it." So we can see that justice and partiality do not go together. because if you take a bribe or you're partial to one side, then justice is obscured. Next point is that partiality is a sin. And we can see this from James 2. James chapter 2, and beginning in verse 1. James chapter 2 and verse 1. My brethren, do not hold the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with partiality. For if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say to him, you sit here in a good place, and say to the poor man, you stand here, or sit here at my footstool. Verse 4, have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brethren, has God not chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Do not the rich oppress you and drag you into the courts? Do they not blaspheme that noble name by which you are called? Verse 8, if you are really faithful, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. Verse 10, for whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. Also, to go with this is Malachi 2, chapter 2, the last book in the Old Testament. Malachi 2 and verse 9. Malachi 2 and verse 9. It says, therefore, I also have made you contemptible and base before all the people, because you have not kept my ways, but have shown partiality in the law. Here we can see that not only is partiality is sin, but also you're saying that to be partial to the law, to put one part of the law above another law, either if you break one part of the law, you still are breaking the law. Partiality is a sin. Moving on to the next point, do nothing with partiality. Exodus 23. Exodus, the 23rd chapter, and beginning in verse 3, Exodus 23:3. You shall not show partiality to the poor in his dispute. Also, and then now we'll go to Proverbs 18 and verse 5. Proverbs 18 and verse 5. 18 and verse 5, it says, it is not good to show partiality to the wicked, or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. And then for the final scripture to kind of tie this all together is in 1 Timothy 5. 1 Timothy 5. First Timothy chapter 5 and verse 21. First Timothy 5 and verse 21 says, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice, doing nothing with partiality. So to quickly recap, we covered that God does not show partiality. Justice and partiality do not go together. Partiality is a sin, and to do nothing with partiality. And also, if you go back, we can see from all these scriptures and the example of Israel and Joseph in the beginning, as he showed partiality to his son, as Israel showed partiality to his son Joseph by giving him the coat of many colors, we can see that how partiality is a sin, and also how it can lead others to sin, as it led Joseph's brothers to hate him, and as you know, as the story goes on, to want to kill him and to sell him into slavery. Don't show partiality, be just and fair.